Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Get out. Yo, what's up, man? This is Radio BAM, Studios 28 Facts. You know what I'm saying? Zeevil of BAM. Yeah. I got DJ Dr. Kickass.
Yeah.
Chad out Ginsburg, CKY, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Come on, man. Yo, what's up with the snow, man?
What's up with the snow out there, man? So much snow is crazy.
Shit is crazy, man. What's up with the snow,
bro? It's crazy. It's like Mother Nature had a party out there, man. Mother Nature had a party out there. Real good.
I want to give a shout out to my baby girl, Nikki B. It's her birthday today. Yo.
Yeah, happy birthday, girl.
Yeah, man.
We got mad love for you, Nikki B.
Nikki B.
Yeah, bad boy nonchalant too.
Yeah, I need my flamingo to my daybreak. Dude, I was listening to Shade 45 and they were seriously talking like that. It's like girl would call in or whatever, like, can I request damn girl, you sound sexy, babe. Yeah, I wanna put on a ponytail and take you to prom.
Yeah.
They just talk serious. So Lawrence, your car got repoed.
No, the lease was up.
So no, it wasn't. Your car got repoed.
The lease was up in a month, and they took it early.
It's a lie. It's a bald-faced lie.
Yeah, right before.
Because you said that you owe $1,500. They've been calling you off the hook for a year, and you've been ignoring their phone calls, and finally they figured out where your parents live, yeah. And their car was parked out front, and then you got it towed away and repoed. Wow. And then you said that you would download 1,000 of my CDs into my computer, and
paint
then I can
your driveway.
And then I can, yeah, then you'd have to paint the rainbow in my driveway, and then I get to come in your face. Yeah. You said that you would do it,
and I had
for $1,500. You're like, I'm serious, like, yeah. I'll let you do that. I'm like, well, I don't want to do it,
well, it's
but
not too late. Yeah. I can still get it back.
You can,
yeah, save my credit.
See, I would just do it just for the humiliation,
coming
purposes.
On the face, just, yeah. Yeah.
You would have to be blindfolded, though, and I'd have to have, like, a serious porno on that I really, really like.
Would you want him to wear a wig, or can he use his own hair?
Ew.
You think a wig would be worse?
Can I hold your tit?
So what are you going to do? How are you getting around?
I don't know. I'm going to borrow one of your cars.
Weren't you figuring out a way on how to kill yourself because you didn't have a phone or a car at one point?
Yep. I thought about it.
Yo, really? Louie, what are you up to?
Good, dude.
Figuring out a way to kill myself.
Yeah. You were serious?
Mm-mm.
Was it the strep throat?
Oh, that was bad too.
Marrow strep?
I had strep throat.
You had no phone, no car. You're stuck at your parents' house with strep throat for a week. You probably wanted to kill yourself.
Yeah. Oh.
So what did you do? You just stayed at home, watched TV?
Yeah, it sucked.
And you couldn't even call anybody? I was wondering where you were.
Why didn't you have a girl come over?
Because he couldn't call anybody.
I'm not going to bring her to my parents, and I can't get back to Philly, so...
Why are you living at your parents?
Deal with
you
it. I was sick. Well, my mom takes care of me good when I'm sick, so...
Why did you just take the bus, man?
I don't know, Mom.
I took good care of you when you were on the road with CKY when you were sick.
You're the worst mom ever.
We went to London or something, right?
Yeah, we had to fly from L.A. to London. And I had the worst cough and the worst flu, and all Chad said, shut the fuck up. They're going to fucking kick us off the plane. Shut the fuck up.
Like, how can you control coughing? If you're on a plane, like, like, excuse me, sir, you're going to have to stop that. I can't help it.
You still give me
you
shit.
You think I want to cough?
Mm.
Like,
it was the opposite of having my mom was having Chad sitting next to me.
You shut the fuck up, Louis.
You shut the fuck up. Shut up. They're going to kick us off.
35 people killed. Bomb. That's gnarly too. Because, like, I mean, suppose you had a CKY show in Moscow, you land that day. It could totally happen.
The train we were on.
Oh yeah, the fucking train. You're on a train from Moscow to St. Petersburg, and the very next day on the exact same train.
I think it was
train,
3 days later.
3 days later, a bomb goes off on the that exact train.
When CKY was touring from Moscow to St. Petersburg, we took the Nevsky Express, which was bombed and like three cars were exploded, the ones we were on.
It's so fucked, dude. Like, you were just there. Like, 3 days later, it goes off on the same fucking
train.
Yeah,
in the middle of the night.
Like, you could have been in that.
They saw the guy. They thought they saw
the guy. Oh, I saw it, too. It was, like, outside digging a hole. Shady dude in, like, the middle of nowhere. All
snow. You didn't say anything to anyone.
Well, we said it to each other. We're like, dude, just that random guy just in the middle of nowhere digging a hole. Like, he looks shady. Like,
I wonder if
it was right in the middle of, like, of our
and that's
path.
Where it
I'm
went.
I'm pretty
off?
Sure that's where it was. Yeah, like that's what he was doing.
That's insane.
Yeah,
you didn't tell anybody, and a bunch of people died over you.
Well, how would we tell? We couldn't even
go
order
tell
food.
The fucking.
Remember, we tried to order food. We had to draw.
Yeah,
pictures.
We're the only guys.
You had to draw a picture of a hamburger.
Yeah. Yep. I drew a pizza. They didn't get it. There was everything was meat. I'm a vegetarian.
That was all like lamb.
Yeah.
You had to draw pictures of tomatoes and lettuce and shit.
What was that shit Jess got that he ate that was fucking gross?
Something balls.
It was balls, right?
I heard he had like eyeball soup or something.
Yeah. Oh, was it eyeballs?
Was it eyeballs? Or like.
It was something like super
ears?
Gnarly. Really gross.
It was either dick balls or eyeballs.
I think it was dick or balls related.
Was it like nose?
Dick ball who soup?
Knows?
Tongue?
Who knows?
Tongue?
That's what it was. It was tongue.
Yeah,
it was cow tongue.
It was tongue.
It was cow tongue soup.
I don't think it was cow, though.
Well, it was tongue soup.
Yeah. Fucking.
I'd rather eat dick ball soup.
He got his asshole tongued on the way out. It's fucking gross.
So, I was at Coomer the other day, and I decided to meet up with Novak.
Really?
See, I have to, like, separate myself from him because I'm still mad that he wrecked my $80,000. Well, it was $125,000, but now because, you know.
Is that all you're mad at him
of
about?
The mileage. I'm mad at him for a lot of things, but I decided to meet up with him. He gets all wasted at Kuma. There's these two hot brunettes hitting on him, and he goes, and I'm over it. And he's like, yo, Bam, these two hot brunettes are hitting on me. I don't know which one I should pick. What do you think I should do? I'm like, I don't know, dude. Just call fucking 911 and leave me alone. He really calls 911. He calls 911 and explains the situation, and five cop cars literally pull up at Kuma.
Yeah.
Like, with sirens on and shit. They go in. I'm like, dude, run out the fucking back right now. And they knew it was him, but they couldn't find him.
Is he doing jail time?
Yeah, well, on the weekends.
So how's that going? Is he clean? Like, how do you do drugs and then go back into jail?
I'm clean! Come on, Bam, I'm clean.
I think he made buddies with all the guards, so like they're making exceptions.
He did. He told me that all the guards are making bets on when I'm going to show up in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we know he's going to come here at some point. I put on $300 that he'll be in here in 3 months or something like that.
Doesn't he? I think he invited them to a fake barbecue at your house.
Oh, I would imagine.
Yeah, like, hey, you want to come to Bam's house?
Come on over, Bam. He's not even invited over. Novak's not allowed at my house. He's not.
I can't go there, but you can.
And his best buddy Cleveland has to tell him.
Yeah, Cleveland now lives at my house because he's. Well, we explained this earlier on the radio show, but his wife is a whore of a wife. Yeah. So I said, well, just live at my house for free. Just fucking make a move and get out of there. What up, man? So Cleveland has to tell Novak that he's not allowed over my house. He's like, shut up, fat boy. He's like, he was my friend before you, you fucking fat sea otter. Go back to Alaska where you belong. Go lay on an iceberg, you fat piece of shit.
What's up, Ross?
What's going on, Chad?
You nervous?
Nah, not at all.
So where'd you come back from, Virginia?
Just came back from Virginia.
I can't hear you talking.
Yeah, just came back from Virginia.
What was in Virginia?
Some,
hot dudes.
Yeah, hot dude, you know it. Come on. No, my girlfriend down there.
Yo, where are you from?
I'm from California.
What part?
Northern, near the bay.
Do you know Jack Meehoffer?
Northern near
my
the
neighbor.
Bay.
Really?
Wait, she's from Petaluma.
Oh, do you know Jack Meehoffer?
They'll spit at you, though. You
Jack Meehoffer, he's from Petaluma.
What about Pat McCrotch?
Pat McCrotch.
You know him?
If you're Petaluma, it might spit.
You're simple.
Ah, that's Petaluma.
All right, Lawrence, where's your iPod? I want to play this new Yellow Wolf dude. Dude, this guy, it's a white dude from Alabama, and he...
With a banjo on my knee?
No, it's rap. But, like, Eminem is, I think he's, like, the best ever, but this dude, like, is right up there with him.
Is he white?
Yeah, his name is Yellow Wolf. Yellow Wolf.
Does that mean he's white?
Huh? I don't know. Oh, yellow? Maybe. I don't know.
It's close.
I never asked.
Is it off-white? Off-white wolf.
Well, this song's
what
called...
What about maybe he's Indian?
No. He's definitely white.
All right.
All right, so here we go. This is Daddy's Lambo.
Hold on.
Yellow Wolf.
Lou, you downloaded it on iTunes?
Somewhere.
Yo, what's up, Lars?
You got an iPhone?
I'm trying to get this thing to work.
Yo, DJ Dr. Kickers, man. IPhone? What the fuck?
Shit. Oh, download error.
Come on, bud.
Uh-oh.
Come on, bud.
You're downloading it now on live on the radio? It's Monday night. You know Monday's work day.
What time is it? 7?
Yo, what's up with this song, bud?
That shit don't work just like you.
Come on, Chaz.
Dude, he don't even know how to work his iPod. Come on, bud. Yo, you gotta play that.
Yo, Louie.
Come on, bud. Yellow Wolf, bud.
Watch.
You're downloading it now?
Oh, it's happening. It just happened.
Up and show me the balcony, looking over the Hollywood Valley. I make your balloon pop. Pop stars like you need a dude like me to appreciate your will. I know you got an elevator in your house, but with me, you appreciate the steps. Act like you don't wanna see how much of this Jack Daniels you can handle. You wanna drink and get cut like Rambo, and let me drive your daddy's Lambo. Take me up to Beverly Hills, your daddy's mansion. Let me see Hollywood for real. Lights, camera, action. I've seen you partying with Kim, Entertainment Channel. One thing I gotta know, can I drive it, Daddy's Lambo? Lambo, oh, oh, yeah, Daddy's Lambo. Lambo, oh, oh, can I drive it, Daddy's Lambo? Lambo, oh, oh, yeah, Daddy's Lambo. Lambo, oh, oh, can I drive it, Daddy's Lambo?
You're young and reckless,
yeah.
Nice little diamond necklace,
yeah.
Got a pint-sized vodka drink and you're pretty in pink. Wanna go get breakfast? No, you ain't never been to Waffle House.
Nah.
Always hanging in guys and dolls,
yeah.
If you came to the shop, I'll put you in the Chevrolet and reach out to the mall. Yeah, I came to the club in a pair of famous jeans and a DTA hoodie. But I'm walking through the party with rogue status, looking for Beverly Hills goodies. Yellow Wolf and I'm an Alabama boy. Got more bounce than a Salamander boy. Need a rich girl like I need a headache, but I take it if I can drive your daddy's toy.
Take me up to Beverly Hills, your daddy's mansion. Let me see Hollywood for real. Lights, camera, action. I've seen you partying with Kim, Entertainment Channel. One thing I gotta know, can I drive it, daddy's Lambo? Lambo, oh, oh, yeah, daddy's Lambo. Lambo, oh, oh, can I drive it, daddy's Lambo? Lambo, oh, oh, yeah, daddy's Lambo. Lambo, oh, oh, can I drive it,
yeah,
daddy's Lambo?
What you got in that tote bag? That one of a kind Prada. That beautiful behind inspires me, makes one of my rhymes harder. Your daddy made a fine daughter, make me wanna turn this wine from water. Keep the party going in the 808, blowing cause drama made a beat that I climb the charter.
Money, 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 ain't it funny with a honey, yeah, the Lamborghini will do.
Summer running to $100 bill and drill a dick on any time I'm heavy with a 24-inch shoe. But come and explore this dude, analyze my swing. It's Slick Ricky Bobby, baby, gotta live and drive that pain, come on.
Take me up to Beverly Hills, your daddy's mansion. Let me see Hollywood for real. Seen you partying with Kim, Entertainment Channel. One thing I gotta know, can I drive it, daddy's Lambo? Lambo, oh, oh, yeah, daddy's Lambo. Lambo, oh, oh, can I drive it, daddy's Lambo? Lambo, oh, oh, yeah, daddy's Lambo. Lambo, oh, oh, can I drive it, daddy's Lambo?
Just whip it around, you know. Up the hills, I ain't gonna wreck it. Crimes. Sit your drunk ass back. Drama Beats. Yellow Wolf.
ghetto vision.
What up, Rob?
Dirty.
Fantasy Factory, bitch.
Holler at G.
We'll fix this.
What was the other song you wanted?
Hollywood Undead. All
right.
Yeah, I just saw them in Starlin Ballroom. I intro'd them. And, yeah, they're cool dudes. So let's play Hollywood Undead. And the song is called Undead. No, I didn't funk them.
Go,
Lawrence.
Clay.
Come on, Bob.
Playing. Louie. What the fuck, dude?
Get out of there. All
right, ready?
All right, go.
Get up out the way.
Mohawk's all bent out of shape right now because him and Tim White were at Duffer's last night. Just ordering drink after shot after shot, after food. And then when the bill comes, I pay mine in cash, and then there's like $200 left. And they're both like, yo, bro, can you like spot me? I'm like, well, I'm going to have to. I can't leave a bill unpaid. They're going to know it was definitely me. So, like, I'm forced to pay it. Like, don't ask me. I have to now. You know, like, so. So, in the car, I'm in the car, and I'm like, yo, Mohawk, isn't it fucked up that, like, all my friends don't even have, like, 13 cents to pay for, like, the bill? Like, isn't that, like, muffed up? Like, that, like, all my friends don't even have 13 cents to put towards the bill? No, I know, but I was saying it to him, meaning him.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know, so he's just like, yeah, it is. It is kind of messed up, you know. I just wanted to see what he'd do because he did it all day. Like, he would order drinks and I'd pay for it. Huh?
Did he get it?
No, he got it. He didn't know what to say. I'm just like, Mohawk, isn't it messed up? Because I just paid his bill. So, like, isn't it messed up that, like, none of my friends have money? Like, they don't even have 13 cents to pay. Yeah. If you would have asked in the beginning, then that's fine. But like, don't like
get like,
show it to the house, meet everybody, and then yeah. No, there is no forget wallet. There's nothing in the wallet.
I don't have any money.
Yeah, like if I said to you, oh, dude, I forgot my wallet, you'd be like, dude, is there really anything in your wallet?
You know, like if you ask beforehand, that's fine. But like, you know, G, for instance, like, so G, you had 13 Coronas, like, so you owe $50, you know, like. Wait, what? You owe $50 for your foot. you think that you could like cover it and then like I'll like get you back?
Yeah, remember that one photo that I shot of you? Like, you think you could buy me these?
And then it was like, hey, can I borrow a cigarette? Oh, man, let me borrow. Can I borrow a cigarette? Borrow? What, are you gonna give it back to me when it's all burned up and done?
That's why I say it as a joke. Can I borrow a hamburger?
Can I borrow a hamburger?
Pay it back on Tuesday for it.
We're gonna shit it out and remake it for you. But when I was getting forced into rehab for the first time, which I denied going to, then I talked to Brett Michaels from Poison, and he said, don't go to this place. You're going to be playing water volleyball and puzzles with people. I'm like, fuck that shit. He's like, you're better off just taking a road trip. And I'm like, so that's what I did. And it worked for the moment. Dude, I pretty much sip on drinks all day long. And I won't do shots or anything usually. But I mean, all I want to not do is black out. Like, once I black out, then I think that I have a problem because people tell me shit that I do and I don't remember. So just as long as I don't black out, I don't see what the fucking problem is. I haven't blacked out in ages.
No, you have.
When? Well, obviously I wouldn't remember.
Yeah.
Because it's called a blackout.
I mean, ages meaning days.
Dude, no. It's been months. Big time.
Really?
Why?
Definitely before it.
Tell me something.
I can't remember, like, nothing that you, like, there was.
For instance, like, when we were in Trenton. No, like, when we were in Trenton and I had the $30,000 in cash.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm kicking it around like a fucking hacky sack. I know that I'm doing that. Like, most people be like, oh, it's fucking 3 o'clock in the morning. Bam's kicking around 30 grand like a goddamn soccer ball. I totally remember it. I remember diving in the leave pile, and then when I got in the car, I realized that there's $6,000 missing from it. But, like, I remember doing all that. It's not like I'm like, I'm jumping into a leave pile.
I don't know. I hurts to hear that.
Why?
I would have rather you just been like, Louis, steal this $7,000 from me because I'm going to lose it anyway. Like, you hand me the money, but I'm, like, your friend, so I don't take any. But, like, if you were going to lose it, I wish you were just like, here, take this, because I'm going to lose it anyway.
The only way that you could ever look at something like that is there's a happy motherfucker out there big time.
Could have been me.
Yeah, it could have been, but it's not. It's somebody else. It's some stranger that I don't even know. Hopefully he had kids so he could get paid for Christmas.
I deserve it more than him.
Because it was, like, Christmas Eve when it happened or something.
Yeah, it's probably Chad.
It had to have been that leave pile. I realized it the next morning when I felt the wad, because I remember it was like as wide as my hand could possibly go. Like, it was hard to hold. You know what I mean? And then the next morning, it's like this. And I'm just like, this is not how much it was. I felt the money missing.
I'm at the gas pump putting like $5 in my tank because that's all I have. And he calls me. He's like, yo, did I lose $7,000 last night? I'm like, you fucking asshole, man.
This you dude's lost. Willing to take cum on his face just to pay for his $1,500 car bill. Like, you're willing to take cum all over your face.
I'm going to have to pay so much more because of my bad credit now.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you actually watch? Yeah, the Critics' Choice Awards. Like, they'll show the Black Swan parody of, like, Dunn being Natalie Portman jumping around. Like, then they clip to her and she's laughing her ass off at it. Then we bust on the Social Network and, you know, they clip right to the dude and he's just like, like, he didn't know what to make of it, you know, just because at the very end it's just like, well, do you know that your friend is suing you for $100 million? $100 million is not cool. You know what's cool? This. And then he opens up his Ed Hardy shirt with all these gems all it. I don't know. Like, he just wears cheesy clothes is what we're trying to say. Then when I get up, it's like, do you guys think I'm an asshole? We're all like, yes. And then as soon as we say yes, it clips to him in his seat just like, yep, not knowing what to do. He couldn't laugh it off. He was just like shocked.
If you get made fun of, like, especially at a award show, the best thing to do is laugh.
Oh, you have to. You're going to look like a fucking douchebag.
Yeah. Even if it's like, ah, everyone, your mother is dead. If you, like, look like you're not laughing and having fun about it, everyone's going to be like, that guy's uptight.
Well, he was an asshole in the movie, and apparently he's an asshole in real life. Well, I'd probably be a fucking asshole if I had $1 billion over fucking, what is it, Facebook? Yeah.
No, but the actor was the one being an asshole.
They're showing it on the screen at the Critics' Choice Awards, and he's sitting at a table as the awards are going on, and he's watching it on the big screen, so when it ends, they cut right to his face, and he's just like...
No, he was, like, looking around, and... Like, do you guys think that was funny?
Thought it was the funniest one. Then we filmed 127 hours and never even made it. That movie when that dude gets stuck in between two rocks. Like, he falls into, like, a cliff. And his only option is to cut his hand off in order to get out. But he spends 127 hours contemplating sawing his arm off. Picture an entire movie without cutting back to anything. Just a dude in between two things. Just like, fuck, man. Fuck. Like, I'm going to have to, like, saw this thing off if nobody, like, finds me soon. Like, just, like, dead. Like, just such dead air. Like, fuck. Still here. That'd be terrible.
Oh, man.
That'd be the worst movie ever. What if it was 127 hours of just that? You had to pay to go to the theater and see that.
People brought sleeping bags. Let's go and not eat the whole time.
I don't know why these dipshits go to, like, Alaska in the middle of, like, the mountains where no one is. And if you trail off the beaten path, you're fucking fucked. You know what I mean? Like no helicopters can find you. You could potentially roll off of a goddamn mountain.
I'm gonna go, like,
and get stuck in the middle of it.
This is pretty fucking cool, man.
Like, oh, I know it's cool, but I don't. But if you, I'm saying, if you're hiking and you're not paying attention, and you, like, leave the beaten path, like, you're fucked.
Once you get hungry and, like, you can't find food, that's not cool.
You're a hired cameraman in the middle of nowhere. You know he has Doritos in his backpack. Like, and if Bear Grylls is like, I'm stuck out here stranded. It's like, well, so is your cameraman. Like, you know, you know damn well he has Pop-Tarts in his fucking bag. Well, he got caught when he was in, he was at Kilimanjaro in Africa or something. Bear Grylls. He was somewhere and he claimed that he was, like, in the middle of the desert or whatever. No, they have records of him being at the Four Seasons Hotel ordering, like, a nice steak seafood dinner.
There's another one where
when he was supposed
video
to be in the middle of the desert, stranded.
Who is this?
Bear Grylls. He did grab a snake out of the water and eat it. That's pretty gnarly. So, like, I mean, that right there deserves to have a successful show. But, I mean, if you're going to claim that you're in the middle of the desert for a few days and you're at the fucking Four Seasons ordering steak dinners, that's messed up. But he's acting like he's digging in the dumpster for a fucking peach pit when he's really at a nice hotel renting movies. Porno films. He's renting porno films in his room ordering fucking room service.
Started to move, and I touched your face, And all death was erased, and you smile like an angel fallen from heaven. Oh, just to be lifted up again. Oh. Tips, you brought me back to life, and all things come to an end. We don't have to pretend. Slowly we fall asleep and never wake up again. Oh, oh, oh. We so cries like.
Oh,
What would you prefer? A girl who only speaks when it's important, but she's quiet the whole time, or somebody who will just ramble and ramble and ramble? Entertainment. Entertainment. No, I'm asking.
There's a limit.
No, I'm asking.
The limit to the entertainment level.
Have you seen the South Park with Bono in it?
I don't get it.
Oh, wait, was it
like
Family Guy?
Like a musical?
Irish player.
Have you seen it?
Musical?
It's hilarious.
Family Guy with Bono?
Yeah. It is Family Guy. It, it's basically Bono, like, being successful at everything, and, like, and Peter's trying to take the biggest shit in the world, and Bono, like, beats him, and then they figure out that the reason why Bono beat him with the biggest shit in the world is because he is the piece of shit. Like, his mom laid a piece of shit, and it was Bono. And that's why he won the biggest shit. It's pretty fucking funny. I'm telling you, having one enemy is worse than having 100 friends. It really is. Like, the best example ever is Darren Miller's brother, Aaron, waited in a red carpet for Samuel L. Jackson, and he goes, "Hey, Samuel, can you sign this?" And he just goes, "No." To this day, 13 years later, he's still like, "Fuck Samuel, fuck him, that fucking piece of shit." Like, you for 13 years telling everybody you know that Samuel's a piece of shit, he should have just signed the fucking thing. It might have been a bad time, but
you would have to say that.
But now he's a pure certified asshole to Aaron Miller's eyes. The only way I wouldn't do it if there's a fucking bodyguard grabbing me by the arm and being like, "We get in the car now, we gotta go." I'd be like, "Oh, sorry, man, I'll check this under, I gotta go." But I would never be like, "No." I don't, you know what? It doesn't even bother me when I'm eating. If somebody comes up and wants it, whatever, I'll take a photo, I'll sign it. The only time it ever drives me nuts is when I'm skating, because if you're trying to kickflip the pyramid, you're concentrating on that, and the last thing you need is somebody breaking your concentration with, "Hey man, sign this and talk to my buddy." It's like, I don't want to talk to your buddy. I'm trying to kickflip this fucking pyramid, and I'm mad because I haven't landed it yet.
And you can't take a breather, because if you take a breather, then it gives someone the opening to come and say what's up.
The last few times I was at FDR, I literally had to, I'd see like 10 kids run up to where I was, then I'd drop in and go to the other end, then they'd all run over to the other end, and then I'd drop in and go to the other end.
Oh, man.
So it was constantly me just like, all right, here's a group of kids, drop in, and then I go to the other end.
Yeah, that does suck.
Because I know that once I do it to one kid, then I have to do it to 20, you know? What the gay truckers do? They exchange loads. What the gay boxers do? Well, they exchange blows. Simple.
Mel, you need serious medication. What? Mel, I think you really need to calm down.
Calm down?
Calm down. I really like that Bailey's Bristol Cream.
Not Bailey's Bristol Cream, Bailey's Irish Cream. I'm calm. I'm fucking calm.
Mel, you need serious medication.
What?
No, you need medication.
He's like huffing and puffing.
Oh, yeah. I think that one's good.
Steve Wilkins. He can't just simply
you
just
do it. You don't take your girlfriend and throw her down a snow ravine naked with a fucking butthole hanging out. You don't do that to a girl. Last time I checked where I grew up, you throw her down a snow ravine naked with a fucking butthole hanging out.
With a dead baby.
And then there's pricker bushes down there. Her fucking butt is all caught up.
Her butt is all caught up. Like, what about the rest of her body? Why only your butt? Fucking butt all caught up in trigger bushes?
I'm a ninja. Yo, my life is like a video game. My main thing when I'm in the zone. One player, one life in the mark. I'm with a dog.
Go ninja, go.
No fucking around, I'm cutting down anyone on my bar. Trying to fuck up my game with razor sharp. Political throw stars, get my flows on. Hostile, wild, out of control. Ninja, scope the fuck the roof. Style. Rough rhymes with tough times, red book, all course. Scrawl. Till I hit 777 at the ATM. Straight famine of feast. When you're living on the razor edge, stay sharp, sharp. Rolling with the SOS. High energy, you never seen Zeph so fresh. When we mark, check hard. Death flows flex. Yo, we Optimus, stuck not fucking the press. We not like the rest. My style is UFO. Totally unknown, you can't fuck with my new Zeph flow. I'm hard to miss. You're going to this, you're going to that. You fucking who said so? I do it a lot. Too hard to handle, too cold to hold. You can't fuck with the chosen one. I want to knock your arm, a ninja. Boy, or I'll boost you. Life is tough when I get stuck on my time. It's up, I'll boost through till I break, break, break on through to the other side. Fantastically poor with patience like a stalker. Ninja is hard core. Being cut so deep, feel no pain is not sore. Don't ask for cockle, you get what you asked for. I'm like a wild animal in the corner, waiting for the break of dawn, trying to get through the knot. Just a man with the will to survive. I blaze, swing free, decapitate a hater with amazing ease. This is not a game, boy, don't play with me. I work my mark, saber like a wild fucking savage from the dark side. Danger, yin through the yang. Totally hot tech ninjas, motherfucking big in Japan. I seen the future, but I've never got nothing in my hand. Except a microphone, big dreams, and a plan. Fly talking, skywalking like a ninja. This is Locke, the coolest song I ever heard in my whole life. Fuck all of you who said I wouldn't make it. They said I was a loser. They said I was a no one. They said I was a fucking psycho. But look at me now, all up in the interweb. Worldwide, 2009, Futurista. Enter the ninja. Yo, Landy Fusser. DJ Hot Deck, you fucking aren't good. It's my name. I'm a ninja. Yo, I'm a ninja.
I
feel like he's a fake businessman.
I really feel that too. Usher hangs out with him, and he said that like all of his jewelry that he wears is totally fake. I think he said because it's him, everybody would just assume it's real.
How about Novak? Bam, there's a $40,000 ring that my mom gave to me, and I'm giving it to you.
2 days later, it's fucking green all over my finger. Oh, $40,000, right? My hand is green from fake jewelry.
Well, the ring itself is fake, but the gems in it are totally real.
Yeah. A Cracker Jack ring with real gems in it? Yeah.
Idiot.
Then after I said, all right, I just got it looked at. The gems are fake, and so is the ring. He goes,
well, in my heart, it's worth $40,000.
Yeah. That's what that dude does. This dude on Shade 45 on Sirius Radio. Like, whenever anybody calls, like,
Yo, Brian, what's up? Brian from Connecticut.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Yo, what up? Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if he's like playing it up or if that's real, if like his real attitude.
He's probably done it so much that it's like building him now.
Like that's where the snow. I was listening to it and he's just like, yeah, what up? That was, you know, he's outroing the song or whatever. So what's up with the snow, man? He's like, I don't know, man. It's just fucked up, right? I know, right? It's just crazy. No, man. Like, he's got to be kidding. No.
Wait, you know what's funny? We have microphones on us, and Chad can hear us extra loud. But it should be reversed. Chad should have microphones on him, and we should be able to hear him extra loud.
The reason Chad talk like at a loud ass club, and he thinks everybody can hear you. But...
CKY.
Chad, dude, I cannot hear you. It's loud as
I said. CKY, sweet Sam.
Like, dude, I can't hear a word you're saying. You've been carless, haven't you? So wait a minute, your car, it has no brakes.
No.
How did you discover this? like, are you driving down a hill like, holy fuck, I have no brakes. Is your brake pads gone? Are you grinding on metal against metal? No brake fluid? Maybe somebody did it on purpose because they're out to get you. What if?
All right, Radio Bam, bye.
Son of the nuclear A-bomb.
world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. In the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight. Hunter got a strange friend. Somebody gotta save my soul. Baby, better take my mind. And the world's forgotten boy. The one who's searching, searching to destroy.
Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.